War and Peace. Metsimayu, per cogni, tohok yotog, ketsi yahu yueskita pepejik, wasisek nespewa, sikyojik yut, met simnet kimkil. Always, bloodily, they were fighting. Many men, women, and children were tortured by these continual wars. Continuous were the wars. Always, bloodily, they were fighting. Many men, women, and children were tortured by these wars, as much as the warriors, too. So degrading were the wars to people. Continuous were the wars. Always, bloodily, they were fighting. So terrible the wars that no one hunted or planted. No one gathered food. Then, when winter comes, they must kill their dogs and eat them. So degrading were the wars to all of life. Continuous were the wars. Always bloodily they were fighting. So terrible the wars that the dead went unburied. There were no feasts for the dead. There was no food even for the living. What could they do? So degrading were the wars to spirits, too. Then, these certain wise ones consider these things, that something must be done. These continual wars must be ended, and quickly. They send out messengers to every place, every direction, to all the faraway and dangerous chiefs of the Wabanakis, and to those they fought, messengers were sent. When they arrive in these places, they say, "We bring you good news." To all the people, it is announced that a great peace will be called. All the people rejoice. All are weary of these continual wars. Then they all come to assemble together, all of these faraway and dangerous chiefs. A great wigwam is built, and they all assemble inside to listen. Once there, these certain wise ones tell them to consider these terrible wars, that many men, women, and children are tortured by these continuous wars. So degrading is war that the dead go unburied and the living do not eat. All assembled listen. They all know only one thing. They are all weary of living in an evil way. They are all tired of the continual wars. They say to one another, "Now, when we look back at what we did, we see that these trails are bloody. We see that these bloody tomahawks and arrows are terrible." Then they sit in silence to consider peace. None shall leave the wigwam until all are at peace. Many days, even a week, they remain. When they emerge from the wigwam, they shout, "We bring you good news." Then these chiefs dig a big hole in the ground. They take every weapon ever used against man. These bloody things they bury in the ground forever. Metiquot. The end.